Today is Daf Chaf Tes. We are on Chaf Ches Amid Beis, second line from the bottom. Second line from the bottom, on Chaf Ches Amid Beis, second line from the bottom, Mani Masnisim. Okay, before we go continue, everybody go back to Chaf Ches Amid Aleph, the very bottom of Chaf Ches Amid Aleph, by the Mishnah, where it says as follows, Chametz Shel Nachri, the Chametz of a guy, She'over Olav HaPesach, that's over Pesach, right? That means She'over Olav HaPesach, means Chametz that belong to a guy after Pesach. And the answer is, Mutter Bahana. It's Mutter Bahana. Vishal Yisrael, but if it belongs to a Jew, Aser Bahana. It's Aser Bahana. Shinemar, because it says, V'lo Yireh L'cha Chametz. Don't see Chametz. What does not see Chametz have to do with Chametz after Pesach? So Rashi here says it's a Knas. Because you didn't get rid of your Chametz, you can't have Hana from Chametz after Pesach. That's all the Mishnah says. A guy after Pesach is mutter. A Jew's chametz after Pesach is aser. So now the Gemara says, Mani, who's the author of this Mishnah? Lo, Rabbi Yehuda, Ivrei Rabbi Yehuda. So chametz tam ka'amar vafilu nachri. Rabbi Yehuda learned it out of Psukim that after Pesach chametz aser b'hana. It sounds like even a guy's. So it sounds. That's what he sounds like. Even a guy's. And our Mishnah didn't say that. Our Mishnah said the goy's chametz is mutter. Reb Shimon doesn't make sense either because Yisrael nami mishra kashari. Reb Shimon held that there's no such thing as chametz shavah l'pesach even for a Jew, and our Mishnah said not like that. And Reb Yosi Aglili, afilu toch zmano nami mishra kashari. Even during Pesach he says chametz mutter b'hana, right? Mishra kashari b'hana. Even during Pesach chametz mutter b'hana. So it can't be him, for sure not. So there's a machlokes, who the Mishnah goes like. No one says it goes like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, like that's impossible. There's a machlokes of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machlokes between Rav Acha bar Yaakov and Rava. Who the author of the Mishnah is. And then the Gemara is going to say that Rav Acha bar Yaakov agreed Rav is right. He changed his mind and he agreed Rav is right. Okay? So it starts off with a machlokes, who the author of the Mishnah is. In order to say who the author of the Mishnah is, we're going to have to reinterpret the Mishnah and reinterpret what they said.
Why isn't it just another, it's
a fair question. I guess it must be, we never had another Tana weigh in on these issues. No one else weighed in.
Exactly. So he's the other weigh in.
But we don't have any other place where he said anything, so we're assuming he had nothing to say about it. He agrees with these three. These three are the predominant shitas, and there is no fourth shita. So we have to fit the Mishnah into one of these three. It right. Can't be Rabbi Yosi, because he's the most...
You have to fit it into something that those three did not say.
Right. So it's true. So the truth is, it's not so bad. Okay, so here we go. Amar v'achar b'yakav ol Rabbi Yehuda. Really to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? What's the issue with Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda learned it out of Psukim. So if he learned it out of Psukim, it implies that after Pesach, it doesn't make a difference if it's a Jew or a Goy. And yet, the Mishnah said, a Goy is Mutter and a Jew is Aser. So that a Pesukim, what's the difference? So Rabbi Acha Yaakov is going to say, no, Rabbi Yehuda learns it out of Pesukim, it only applies to Jews. It's very simple. Rabbi Acha by Yaakov, La'olam Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda, the Yalef, Sa'ar, Da'achila, Misar, Dir'iya. And Rabbi Yehuda learns out, eating Chametz after Pesach, from seeing Chametz on Pesach. Or better yet, eating chametz on Pesach from seeing chametz on Pesach. Listen to this. Ma sa'or. When it comes to sa'or, diri'iyah, and you're not going to have chametz in your possession. It's only shalachot teroa, avot teroa shalachayav shalgavoa, but you can go see a goy's chametz on Pesach. It's not a problem. Even if it's in your house, it's not a problem. It's not yours. Right? Af sa'or, so too chametz, da'achila, when it comes to eating chametz, Shalachayat to roa. You can't eat your shalachayat to ochel. You can't eat your own chametz. Avalat to ochel shalachem v'shal gavala. You could eat chametz that belongs to a goy on Pesach. Says Rav Acha bar Yaakov, explaining Rabbi Yehuda. Says Rashi, the third wide line on top. Kolomar chametz digabe lo yochel misa'or d'ri'ya. Eating is learned out from seeing. Mutter chemso shal nachri. Chametz of a goy is mutter af ba'achila. Even to eat it, afilu bePesach, even on Pesach, min haTorah, from the Torah. Fascinating. Tosfos says it's impossible. Tosfos doesn't argue with the premise. Tosfos says, how can you eat a goy's chametz on Pesach? How does the goy's chametz go into your mouth without it becoming yours? So if you stole it, it's yours. If you gave it to you, it's yours. You stole. How are you eating a goy's chametz on Pesach? How are you pulling it off? He doesn't argue with the premise that if it's possible to eat a goy's chametz, the Torah says you could do it on Pesach. Just you can't eat your own. Torah says, how are you pulling it off? What? No, because if the goy gave it to you, then it's yours.
Once it goes into your mouth, it's yours.
What? So Tosfos assumes, there's no way for a goy's chametz to get into your mouth and it doesn't become yours somehow. No way for that to happen. Therefore, he disputes Rashi, but not on the fundamental reason. Just on a technical reason, how are you pulling that off? So, and then Yeah. It becomes yours. That's only in Jewish law such a thing. That when you steal it becomes, in America it's not like that. You steal something, it doesn't become yours. But in Jewish law, it becomes yours. So, right, you have a king, you know, a whole thing. So there's no way it could happen. If it could happen, Tosfos might agree with Rashi. So Tosfos says, no, it's talking about Hana. So according to this, you're allowed to have Hana, that if you're allowed to see someone else, a goy's chametz, which you are allowed to, you're allowed to walk into Walmart and look at chametz on the shelves that belong to you, you're allowed to do that on Pesach, you're allowed to do that, you're allowed to have Hana from chametz that doesn't belong to you. Not to eat it, for sure not. There's no way to do it. But if there would be a way to do it, Tosfos might agree, it's mutter. Rashi's not bothered by that. By that problem. Right? Rashi's not bothered by that. Maybe Rashi's going to hold like you. That if the guy feeds it to you, then it's mutter. It doesn't become yours, it's his. He's giving you a gift. Tosfos disputes that issue.
If a guy gives a cotton.
Right, so he's not chayiv mitzvahs anyway, though. So it doesn't matter. He's not chayiv a cotton. Even if he's 12. It's not chayiv. Yeah, we have chinuch, but he's not chayiv in the Torah. The Torah doesn't require any mitzvahs from people under 13.
The Gemara is talking about Sa'or rather than
Kamet. I think it's the same thing.
Well, I understood that Sa'or is not in itself edible. It can be added to...
Correct. I think it's a buzzword for chametz. I think. There is such a thing called Sa'or which is not chametz, but I think when the Gemara uses the word here, I think it means chametz. I just think. Otherwise...
Just looking at... In the back of the art scroll, it has definitions, and it distinguishes between leaven...
Yes.
It says it's not edible.
Correct. And it's a leavening agent. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, well, like yeast.
It's like yeast, exactly. It's a leavening agent. But I think that colloquially, unless the Gemara says otherwise, whatever it says Sa'or, it means eating. Okay. It means anything. Right? It means any chametz, any bread, anything. Then the Gemara continues, even after Pesach, it should have said eating. The Mishnah should have mentioned eating. Why did the Mishnah mention Hana? I did tell the Israel, Asa Bana. Because by Yisrael we're talking about Hana, and so therefore we keep the consistency sake, we keep the by the Nachri also Hana, and the Chanami, can eat it after Pesach too. Even Toch's Mano should have been Mutabana. Even Toch's Mano. I did the Tana of Yisrael, Achaz Mano, Tanami Nachri, Achaz Mano. So how does the Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov learn the Mishnah? Talking about the authors of Yehuda. I who told that a psukim chametz after Pesach is asabana. That's only for a Jew. If it's a goy, it's mutter b'hana after Pesach. It's mutter on Pesach, and maybe you can even eat it on Pesach. Min haTorah. So it's not a kash at all. The mission is very simply Rabbi Yehuda. Very simple. Now, Rav Amar. No, la'olam Rav Shimon. Really, the Mishnah is Rav Shimon. What did Rav Shimon say? That chametz after Pesach is mutter b'hana. But our Mishnah said chametz shel nachri is mutabana, and the chametz of a Jew is asabana. So how can the author be Reb Shimon? It's a blanket of stira. How can the author be Reb Shimon? The answer is, really, it's mutabana. However, min haTorah, for Reb Shimon, knas the kanon is, the chacham made a knas. Hoel, for over, lo, by Yerol, by Yimatze, since you violated by Yerol, by Yimatze, we don't let you have an oil after Pesach at all. So the Mishnah makes perfect sense. The Mishnah says, the chametz of a goy is mutter after Pesach, and the chametz of a Jew is also after Pesach. You know why? It's a knas. Really, it's mutter b'hanah min haTorah. What's chametz after Pesach? Why is the chametz after Pesach? The Torah says it's aser. Yeah, Rabbi Huda had a pasuk for that. That was yesterday's daf. The pasuk said, after Pesach, had three times, right? One's before, one's during, one's after. But Rabbi Shimon said, I use it for other things. That was yesterday's daf. And therefore, after Pesach, chametz is mutter b'hanah. Why does the Mishnah say it's asur banam? That's the midrash rabbanan. Ah, you quoted a pasuk? Yeah, I quoted a pasuk. That's the source of the kras. Okay? Now, Bishlam ala Rava. Rava makes more sense. Why? Hainu diktoni that shall Yisrael author Bishlam shenema lo yira. That's why it says lo yira. It's a kras. Because you violated lo yira, we're not allowing you to have hana after Pesach. El Rav Acha bar Yaakov, but according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, it says it's of Yehuda. And Yehuda learns that out of psukim. And now we're distinguishing the psukim between a Jew and a guy. Then Mishum lo yachal chametz yibaylet. She said, because of lo yachal. That's the reason, according to Yehuda. The reason is, because lo yachal. Why can't a Jew have chametz after Pesach? Why is asur b'hana? Because of lo yachal, three times. So that's the reason. Not because of chametz. Not because of bal yirah. No, so now the Gemara says like this. Mi savarta asefa koi? You think that line was wrong on the seifa? No. Aresha koi. The Mishnah made two statements. The chametz of a guy is mutter after Pesach. The chametz of a Jew is asur after Pesach. It says lo yira. We thought, according to Behuda, that lo yira is going on the sefer. The chametz of a Jew is asur because of lo yira. That's not the reason, according to Behuda. The reason is because it's a possible lo yachel. No. That lo yira is going on the resha. Why is a guy's chametz mutter after Pesach? Why? Because since there's no isra bal yira, there's no isra of chametz either. So it goes on the resha. It's mutter b'hana. Why? So since there's no isra bal yira on a goy's chametz, I can look at a goy's chametz from today till tomorrow. No isra in that. That's why the chametz after Pesach of a goy is also mutter. Nothing to do with anything. And achila and re'iyah I learned out. Just like I'm allowed to stare at a goy's chametz during Pesach, I can even have it in my house. Belongs to a guy in my possession, as long as I'm not responsible for it. Right? As long as I'm a shomer chinam, I can have it in my house.
Why do you need a pasuk to tell you that something is not a basur?
What do you mean?
Well,
It says lo yira alacha. Why say lacha? Have it lo yira as chametz. No, only your chametz you're not allowed to see, but a guy's chametz you are allowed to see. The lacha is a drasha. It says don't see your chametz. Oh, I can see someone else's. That's right, you can see someone else's. Right, so yah sar dechil of sar deriya. Just like there's no such issue of sal yira on a goy's chametz, there's no issue of eating a goy's chametz after Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda said even during Pesach that already is a leap. Okay. So far so good. Now this is a little hard. Va'az l'tamayu. The truth is that these shitos of Rava, who said that the author of the Mishnah of Shimon, and of Acha bar Yaakov, who said the author of the Mishnah of Yehuda, are consistent in another place. The Itmar, ha'ochel se'or shel nachri. If you ate a goy's chametz, sha'over olav ha'pesach, when Pesach passed, l'divi Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rava Amar, loka. Rava would say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you get malchus. Why? Because the Torah said, don't do that. It's alive in the Torah. Right? Don't eat it. It applies to before, during, and after. No difference if it's a Jew or a guy's. However, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar ain't a loka. Rav Acha bar Yaakov would say, no, you don't get Malkus. Why? Why don't you get Malkus? Because according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, what does Rabbi Yehuda learn? Rabbi Yehuda learns that after Pesach, chametz of a guy is only usher because it's not usher at all. Chametz of a guy, it's mutter. Therefore, you don't get Malkus. It's a drasha. There's a drasha that guys is seeing and eating. So you don't get Malkus. Rava Amar Loke, you don't want you don't get Malkus. Lo Yalef Rabbi Yehuda Sar Da'Achila Sar Da'Riya. He doesn't learn out that vort Sar Da'Riya to Sar Da'Achila. Rather, it's a Mefarish Pasuk. Don't eat chametz after Pesach, and it applies to everything, even the guys. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said, no. It didn't apply to a guys. Ain't a Loke. Yalef Sar Da'Achila V'Sar Da'Riya. Okay. So he didn't. He. It's only his comparison. Really, Me'ikar Adin, it's mutter, and therefore there's no malchus. V'hadde Rav Acha bar Yaakov me'ahi. Rav Acha bar Yaakov took this back, right? He held that a chametz of a goy is mutter, and it's also hektish, by the way, because it's not yours. Chametz of a goy and hektish is mutter, even on Pesach. For sure, after Pesach, even on Pesach. That's what Rabbi Chabakov held, Rabbi Yehuda held. Now, we're going to see that he retracted that because it's impossible for him to hold that for the following brisa. The Tanya, there's a brisa. This brisa is one line long, and it says as follows. Ha'ochel chametz shel hektish b'moed mo'al. If you eat chametz of hektish on Pesach, you're over the Isser of Me'ilah. What's the Isser of Me'ilah? The Isser of Me'ilah is, you're not allowed to have hana from anything that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? So if you eat chametz that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash on Pesach, you're over Me'ilah. Now, in order to be over Me'ilah, the aveira you did has to be worth something. What is the chametz on Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash worth? What's it worth? It's not hefker. It's not worth anything.
One second. Didn't we say you can be over Me'ilah? We had a discussion. Let's say you want to use a Kiddush cup that belongs to Hekdash. You don't... it's not worth anything. You used it to...
No, but you, so every time you use it, you decrease its value.
You didn't decrease its value.
So we'll get to... So fine. That's true, because silver doesn't go down in value. Right? It's not talking about a plastic.
Cup is still a cup.
Maybe you might not be over Me'ilah so fast. But one second. But over here, it's chametz on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach is worthless. The Yesh Omrim, lo mo'al. Some say you're not over Me'ilah. It's a machlokas. End of Brisa. One line Brisa. You eat chametz that belongs to Pesach on Pesach. Some say you're mo'al, some say you're not mo'al. What's the machlokas about? So first of all, you have to do this Rashi here. Rashi says mo'al. It's way up where we are. Rashi says mo'al. What does mo'al mean? Chayev karban Me'ilah. You chayev a karban Me'ilah. Dikasavar. Chametz de hektish be Pesach, chametz that belongs to the Beis Hamikdash on Pesach, bar damim hu, has value. It has value. Va'afsedei lehektish, and you caused the loss to hektish.
How can the Beis Hamikdash have chametz on Pesach?
Whoever's in charge of the Beis Hamikdash didn't do b'dikas chametz. It's sitting there, and you ate it. How? I don't know how. It's there, and does the Beis Hamikdash have a chiv to get rid of it?
No.
Well, we always say. You can't see your own, but you can see Goyz or Gavoa. What's Gavoa? Hektish. Which implies they don't have to get rid of it.
Do they mabatle?
I don't know. So it's sitting there, and it says to Rashi, well, it's really explaining the Shita, it's worth something. It's worth something. So when I ate it, I took money from Hektish. Hektish does good money for Hektish. Kidrim Shimon, the Amar, Chametz Achar Pesach Mutter. Chametz after Pesach is going to be mutter. So the minute Pesach is over, it's sitting here the whole week of Pesach, but after Pesach, the Beis Hamikdash is going to sell it to somebody. So it's worth money. So I took money away from Hektish. Even though there's a Knas on that, Hani mili b'chem so shel hedyot. It's only a regular person. Ho'el v'over alav bal yira. Avol hai, the behetera shai gvaya. The Beis Hamikdash doesn't have to get rid of their chametz. They don't have to get rid of their chametz. The chametz could sit in the Beis Hamikdash all week. And after Pesach, they could sell it. The Pasuk says, we learned that, you could see chametz that belongs to a hektish. After Pesach, the gizbar is going to sell the chametz to anybody they want. So when I ate the chametz of hektish on Pesach, I was over Me'ilah. Because it's worth something. Now, I'm not allowed to eat that. Not only that, aren't I chayef karis? Are you chametz on Pesach? Ah. V'yesh omrim, lo mo'al. And some say you're not over Me'ilah. Why are you not over Me'ilah? Because the reason I'm not over Me'ilah is because I am going to get karis. Since we're going to get karis, there's a rule called kimle midirabimine. You always get the worser punishment. The worser one. That's not a word. The worser punishment. And since I get the worser punishment, I don't have to pay. Now, do we say kim lebe b'damine on kares? We say it on Mises Besdin. That's a machlokas. Man yesh omrim. Who said you're not over Me'ilah? That's Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akanahi. That's the famous shita of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, the Tanya who holds, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana hayosei es yom hakipurim kishabas l'tashlumen. He held, by Shabbos we say kim le. If you burn down someone's house on Shabbos, you don't have to pay for the house. I burned down the guy's house. I'm a pirate. Burned down the guy's house. I'm an arsonist. You putter. Why? Because I'm chayev for burning. So I'm going to get misa for that. I'm putter in the guy's house. What about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, there is no skila. It's only kares. So Mechilin ben Akana said the same thing. Same thing. No difference. Right? We're talking about Achila. You ate the chametz. At Pesach. Ma, Shabbos, Mischayev ben Nafsho, put them in a Tashlumen. The point is, just like on Shabbos, you're Chayev and you put them on Tashlumen, Af Yom Kippur, Mischayev ben Nafsho, put them in Tashlumen. So anytime you get kares, you put her on the payment. So I ate chametz belonging to Hekdesh, I should have to pay them. I don't have to pay. I don't have to pay because I'm getting kares.
Are we going to try to make a jump and say that because you can have Hanah from Hekdesh, you can have Hanah from Goy?
No, it's the same drasha. It says you're allowed to see the chametz of a Goy. And you're allowed to see the chametz of Hekdesh. And they held, you're allowed to eat it too. Right? So what about on Pesach? Well, since you caused the loss to Hekdesh, because they could sell it afterwards, because afterwards it's mutter, then Pesach can't eat it. So they could sell it afterwards, so you caused them a loss on Pesach, and therefore you should have to pay. But no, you don't have to pay, you're going to get curries for that.
Why is it saying that in Yom Kippur you get curries for a Havari? You don't get curries, you get Misa Bezin to light Shabbos.
No, you don't. No, it's not true.
Why?
No, there's no Misa Bezin for a Chi of Kareth, for a Chi of Yom Kippur.
No, only for
Achila. No, I don't know about that. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Very well, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Rashi says, look at the next Rashi. Hamad, the Rashi of Es Yom HaKippur B'Shabbos. Hamad li Godesh B'Yom HaKippur Mischayev Kares. If you burn down someone's house on Yom Kippur, you Chayev Kares. Potem en HaTashlumen. You don't have to pay. Why? Ki'ilu hidligu b'Shabbos. No different than Shabbos. Shumis chayev b'nafsho misas bezdin. The pshitlan the patam milosalim. On bezdin, on Shabbos, you don't have to pay. By the way, how do you know kimle? How do you know that? How do you know that there's such a thing like that? Rashi tells us. Dichtiv, it says, that when you push a pregnant woman and she loses the baby. So you have to pay for the baby. You have to pay the damages for the babies. It says, v'lo ye oson. There was no accident. Ye onesh, you have to pay for the baby. Ha im ason, but if there was an accident, meaning you killed the woman, then ye lo ye onesh. I don't have to pay. Why? I'm getting misa. I killed the woman. I don't have to pay. That's the source of kimle. Shaf Yom Kippurim, shemisasa b'day shemayim, even in Yom Kippur, Marcel, when misa's b'day shemayim, shenichrasim chayiv ubanav, shenichrasim chayiv ubanav osin hu kari. It's still called an ason. Shnemar, like it says in yesterday's parsha, Yosef, Yaakov said, I don't want to send Binyamin down to Mitzrayim, v'kero ason. Some accident's going to happen to him. Right? So you see, an ason means an accident. Hilkach patim ulashalim.
Accident instead of on purpose.
So, yesh toin. Some say, wait a minute, says Rashi, dekashaluhu, ki patrum lechunya, when is lechunya ben akana pater you from Misa? Bemazed. You did it bemazed. Patar davar karesu. Then I don't have to pay. I burn down your house on Yom Kippur, bemazed. Then I don't have to what? I don't have to pay for the house because then we'll get killed and get kares. What if I burn it down by mistake? By mistake, I burned it down. Do I have to pay you? So the Chuni ben Akana says, of course you have to pay. You're not going to get kares. You didn't do it on purpose. Of course you have to pay the guy. What's going on? The only way you have to bring carbon meal is if you did a pshogeg. So how are you getting kares for eating the chametz bemezid, but yet the meal is pshogeg? Is that possible? Says Rashi, hacha pshogeg askinon. It's pshogeg. Kediktoni moal pshogeg lav bar karesu. One second. What's going on here? So Rashi tells us that's a mistake. Don't worry about that. Degave chametz mezidu. No, I ate the bread knowing it's chametz. That's mezid. For that I'm getting kares, but I didn't know it belonged to Hekdesh. I didn't know it was Hekdesh's. And therefore, I'm chayef to pay. I'm not chayef to pay. Why? I ate the chametz bemezid. I'm getting kares for that. I don't have to pay Hekdesh back. I don't have to pay Hekdesh back. That was shogig, and it's kimle. Tosafot says he can give a much better answer than Rashi. He knew it was chametz. He didn't know it was Hekdesh. He doesn't give that answer. There's a sheet of Chizkiyah who holds that once you're in the parsha of kares, even if it's peshogig, you also don't have to pay. So if you burn down the guy's house by mistake on Yom Kippur, you also don't have to pay. Why? You're not going to get kares, because it's a b'shogeg. But since it was in the parsha of kares, I don't have to pay it either. So you can give that answer. He ate it, b'mezid. And he knew that the meal was b'mezid. Still don't have to pay. Why? Because once you're in the parasha of Kores, you don't have to pay. Fine.
So you mean Beshogeg?
Beshogeg, I'm sorry, Beshogeg, right. That's one answer to explain our mission, this one-line brisa about the Me'ilah. There's five answers. One answer is that. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Bepodin et ha-kodshim l'achil l'klavim kamifugi. They're arguing about whether you can redeem kodshim that you can't eat. I can't eat kodshim. So can I redeem chametz that I can't eat? What am I going to do with it? Can't eat it. You want to tell me it's mutter b'hanah because it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, so I can give it to the dog. So can I redeem kodshim to give to the dog? That's a machlokas.
No, because once you redeem it, it's yours.
Exactly. But I'm not going to eat it. I'm going to have hanah. Not allowed to eat it, it's chametz.
You're not allowed to have hanah either.
No, according to this, you're allowed to have hanah from a...
Yours.
But I'm not eating it.
But
so what am I going to do with it? The answer is, I'm going to give it to the dog. So can you redeem hekdesh to feed to a dog? We don't do that. Mandamar ma'al. If you hold me'ilah, kasavar, podon sakachin lachil maklavim. You could do that. Therefore, you over me'ilah. Why? I got an ah. Umanda amar lo ma'al, kasavar ain podin. That's the second answer. Third answer. Racha bar Rava, tani lei, lashmaitse, b'shrei d'Rav Yosef, b'hai lishna. Tekuli alma ain podin sakachin lachil maklavim. Nobody holds that. You can't do that. Vacha bal kamiflegi. Davar ha-goreim l'mamon k'mamon dami. We had this already. Something that causes a loss is it considered a loss. Manda amar mo'al kosavar davar ha-goreim l'mamon k'mamon dami. When I eat the chametz, when I eat the chametz of the hekdesh right now on Pesach, did I cause a loss to hekdesh right now? No. Why not? Because they can't do anything with it now. They have to wait till Pesach is over. Ah, when Pesach is over, it caused them a loss. So it's going to cause them a loss later in the week. Is that considered a loss right now? It's a machlokas. Man da amar lo mal kasavar davar gomor lam kumam andami. No. Is that considered a loss? I'll be a loss next week. Next week is not today. Therefore I'm not mal. But other one holds, yes, I am over me'ila. Why? Because something that will cause a loss in the future is a loss right now. That's another way to explain the brisa. Now this is why this is here for us. Ravacha b'Yaakov amar, same Ravacha b'Yaakov who held, the Rabbi Yehuda held, that after Pesach, chametz is mutter. And after Pesach, the chametz of Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to have an offer from it on Pesach, and you can even eat it on Pesach. So how's he going to explain this brisa? T'kuli alma davra gom l'mamon k'mamon dami. Vacha b'plukta, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, k'miflegi. And Ravacha b'Yaakov explained, this one-line brisa is a machloket. How some say yes, mal ila, some say no me'ila. It's two different people. Manda amar lo mal. The one who says you're not over me'ila, you're not over me'ila, is Kriv Yehuda. That's a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. How does that make sense? Right? Rashi says on the second skinny line, the amar af lachar Pesach aser b'hana. After Pesach, it's aser b'hana. For kol shkei Pesach atzmo hilchach, therefore lav mamon ika liyisrael lo chazi. For lav the gorim mamon, he says exactly the opposite of what he said. He's explaining that the brisa that you're not over me'ila, right? Man da amar lo mal krab Yehuda. That what? Why are you over me'ila? There's no hana here. But Rav Acha Yaakov explained our mishnah is talking about Yehuda, where it's mutter b'hana. So he obviously retracted, right? Man da amar lo mal krab Shimon. He learned out that it's mutter. Because just like it's mutter to see it, it's mutter to have hana, and even possibly even to eat it. And here he says, now it's aser. Okay, Elohad de Ravacha Yaakov, he took it back. He took it back, he retracted. And one more sheet to explain the brisa. Rashi Omar, to kuli alma ain podin. You can't redeem hekdesh to give to the dog. And a loss that will be next week is not considered a loss. They're arguing about something else. They're arguing about whether or not chametz is mutter b'hana the entire Pesach. Manda mamal k'rabiosi. Rabiosi holds that chametz is mutter, even private chametz is mutter b'hana. Even regular chametz is mutter b'hana. He holds mutter b'hana on Pesach. So of course, the Beis HaMikdash is no different than you. So if you eat the chametz, of course you're over me'ilah. And if you hold not over Mila, the Rabbanon. Okay. Like the Rabbanon hold it's not Mutabana, and therefore there's no Mila. Okay. We have 11 minutes to do Gemara, that could take 6 months.
When he said that it's Mutabana on Pesach, that's not if it belongs to you, it belongs to
somebody. It belongs to you.
How could you have that not be over by your
Rabbi Yehuda? That's what he said yesterday. He said mutter b'hana. That's maybe to come to eat it. I have to figure out how you learn. So we didn't even, the Gemara didn't really discuss him. Because it's such I don't say weird, it's such a non-accepted cheetah. Amar Rav. Rav makes the following statement. Chametz bizmano, chametz on Pesach, bein bimino, whether it's mixed in with something of its own kind, bein shelo bimino, or mixed in with something not of its own kind, usser. It's usser. What does min bimino mean? So the Masifta says min bimino means chametz and matzah. Matzah, which is matzah, and then some other bread. Some other bread. Min bimino. Usser is all usser. What about min shelo bimino? What's min shelo bimino? Min shelo bimino is a chocolate bar. And another chocolate bar is a wafer. Like a Kit Kat. So there's wafer in there. But it's really mixed in with 10 other things. Chocolate and cream and whatnot. Caramel. So it's min shelo bimino. It's still usser. On Pesach, it's a kid. Kit Kat's on Pesach. It's usser. Right? Shelo bizmano. What about if it's not Pesach? Erev Pesach. Or not Pesach. Bimino. Usser. If it's min bimino, it's still usser. Shelo bimino. Mutter. If it's shelo bimino, then it's mutter. The Mayaskin, one second, what's going on here? E lema b'no Saint Tam. If it's no Saint Tam, what do you mean? I can eat a Kit Kat on Erev Pesach? That doesn't make any sense. It's a little bimino, min shalom bimino. I can eat Erev Pesach 2 hours before Pesach. I can eat a Kit Kat? Of course not. If it's no Saint Tam, which a Kit Kat is, then shalom bismano, shalom bimino mutter? Shalom bismano, shalom bimino's mutter? Hayav Tam, I taste it. I taste it. Why can it be? How can that be mutter? I taste the wafer. Ella must be b'mashahu. I can't taste it. So I can't taste it. It's bottle, right? Now, chametz bizmano, what about a mashu on Pesach? A mashu on Pesach. A tiny amount, one molecule fell in. What about that? Bein bimino, bein shelo bimino, usser. It's usser. That's usser. We all like that. A molecule of chametz falls into the soup. No one's eating that on Pesach. On Pesach? Not allowed. Doesn't make a difference if it's mino or she'ena mino. That makes no difference. What it is, you're not allowed to eat that. Rav Taimei, Rav is consistent. Rav Shmuel Amar Tavayo, they both say, Kol Yisur in Shebet Torah, every Yisur in the Torah, bimino, b'mashahu. If it's min bimino, if I have milk, and a non-treif milk falls in, doesn't make a difference how small. Min bimino, b'mashahu. Shelo bimino, if it's shim min shelo bimino, I have a chalent, and a tiny amount of non-kosher meat falls in, that's min bimino. Let's say I have only potatoes, and a tiny amount of meat falls in. I have a stew of potatoes, and a tiny amount of meat falls in. Mashu, shelo bimino, b'no sein tam. Has to be no sein tam. So if it's not, we all know that it's batel b'shishim, right? That's about shishim is tam. It's the same thing. So if it's not no sein tam, it's mutter. Now, Rav, however, Rav gozar chametz bizmano. Rav was gozer shelo bimino atumino. Now, on Pesach, so what do we say? On a regular Friday, yesterday, Friday you're cooking, and a tiny amount of tray falls in, and you determine it's batel b'shishim, let's eat it. How can on Pesach you're not allowed to eat it? Rav was gozer. And he said, a mashu is usher. Why? So Rashi explains, because he was more machmer on chametz, because chametz never, you eat it the whole year. When it comes to basar b'chalav, you don't have to make such a chumrah. When it comes to chalent, you don't have to make such a chumrah. When it comes to Pesach, you have to make such a chumrah. There's a chumrah like that. A mashu of lo bimino is aser. Shelo bizmano. What if it's not really Pesach yet? Not really Pesach yet. So bimino aser Rabbi Yehuda. Bimino is aser like Rabbi Yehuda. Shelo bimino mutter. But if it's min she'eno mino, then it would be mutter. The shelo bizmano, the shelo bimino, to make a gzera on erev Pesach, on min she'eno mino, a tiny molecule fell in on erev Pesach. Atu chametz kulehai logos vidin. That far he didn't go. That mashu issue was only on Pesach, not erev Pesach. That far he didn't take it. So if you're cooking erev Pesach and a mashu falls in, it's mutter. The question is the mutter on Pesach? That's a whole hack, right? It's mutter before Pesach. So if I was with me, Shmuel Amar chametz bizmano on Pesach bimino aser shlo bimino mutter. He more mekel, right? What's in chalav? So that's a whole separate issue. It's nothing to do with this. It's a whole separate issue. What vitamins? They give the cow vitamins? Or they put vitamins in the milk? Not the cow. The milk itself. And the milk, so one second, if there are vitamins in the milk, then if it's chametz, it's chametz. So it's, you're talking about the cow. Not talking about the milk itself. The cow ate chametz into the milk. You're talking about the cow ate chametz. That's a whole separate discussion. Nothing to do with this. Now, Shmuel Amar, b'chametz b'zmano b'mino aser, shlo b'mino mutter. Shlo b'zmano, if it's shlo b'zmano, bein b'mino bein she'en b'mino mutter, chametz b'zmano b'mino aser. Why is chametz b'zmano b'mino aser? Shmuel tamei. Tavash one of them tavayu, kol yisur v'chir v'tar b'mino aser masu. Shlo b'mino b'no sentam. Shlo b'mino atumino lo gazar. He didn't make that gzeira that Rav made. Therefore, according to Shmuel, the kitchen on Pesach is the exact same kitchen during the rest of the year. And if a mashu of chametz falls in, and it doesn't have any tam, mutter. Rav said it's aser. Shmuel said no, it's mutter. I don't make that gzeira. I treat Pesach like the rest of the year. Shalob b'zmano, but if it's shalob b'zmano, bein b'mino, bein shalob b'mino, mutarin, krip shimon. It's mutter like krip shimon, who holds that chametz shalob b'zmano is not aser min haTorah anyway. One more shita, the third shita. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, chametz b'zmano, chametz on Pesach, bein b'mino, bein shalob b'mino, aser b'no sin tam. Even min b'mino is aser b'no sin tam. And if there's no tam, it's not going to be aser. Shalob b'zmano, if it's not Pesach, bein b'mino, bein shalob b'mino, mutter. It's mutter, even min osin tam. Chometz b'zmano, on Pesach, bein b'mino, bein shalob b'mino, b'no sin tam. Rabbi Yochanan l'taymei, Rabbi Yochanan's consistent, the Rabbi Yochanan v'Rosh Lakish d'Armi Tavayu, kol yisur in Sheva Torah, every yisur in the Torah. Bein b'mino, bein shalob b'mino, b'no sin tam. Whether it's min or not, it goes by tam. Rav and Shmuel both held that when it's min b'mino, it's the same min, there's no issue of tam. It's very hard to have a tam because it's the same min. So when you have milk and a little trace milk falls in, Rav and Shmuel both held it doesn't make a difference now. Now it's aser. It's min b'mino and it's aser. Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, no, that's also b'no sin tam. That's a very interesting machlokas. The only issue that Rav and Shmuel argued about was on Pesach, what about a mashu of min be'en o mino? Rav said I'm goes there because it's chametz, it's much more machmer. Shmuel said I'm not goes there. It comes along the third sheet, the Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, they're much more mekel. They hold that even min b'mino has tam. Now, how do you have min b'mino on tam of milk? How do you have that? Maybe it's only by solids, not by liquids. Yep, it's complicated. Anyway, so kol yisur v'chir v'Torah, bein b'mino, bein shelo b'mino, b'no sin tam. Even min b'mino, or min she'en o mino, the issue is tam. Shelo b'zmano, it's not even Pesach. Bein b'mino, bein shelo b'mino, mutar in kerb shimon. If it's not Pesach, the whole thing is mutar. Why? Because the whole like of shimon, that there's no iser of chametz, are not on Pesach. Okay? So those are the three shitas. We'll stop here, and we will tomorrow, Michael, I think we'll have a field day, figuring all that out. Everybody have a very good day.